Now, our penultimate speaker is Seynan, who is the International Coordinator of Tamil Solidarity, which was previously called Stop the Slaughter of Tamils. And I think a lot of you will know that Tamil Solidarity is an international campaign that defends the Tamil population in Sri Lanka who are facing terrible conditions following the recent civil war in that country. Seynan will now make a short contribution. Seynan.
Friends, in Sri Lanka, a long history of discrimination and attack against the Tamil-speaking minority resulted in a 30-year-long war. This war recently came to an end, to a brutal end. About 20,000 people been slaughtered in the last weeks alone. Now, about 250,000 people are kept in concentration camps. Thousands of young people, including children as young as 9 years and less, are kept in special concentration camps for so-called investigations. There are no proper facilities in these camps, and access to these camps are denied for all, including MPs, human rights activists, media, and etc. I mean, yearly monsoon can arrive at any time, and it can have a devastating consequences for the people in these camps. These camps are simply not adequate to handle that, and there will be thousands more deaths. I mean, current government described, even by the Financial Times, as an elected dictatorship, also attacking any dissent against them. Recently, a journalist was imprisoned for 20 years just for writing 2 articles. It is in this situation you are building this solidarity campaign with the oppressed Tamil-speaking masses and also with the brave fighters in Sri Lanka, such as United Socialist Party, USP, which has a long history of standing for the rights of the Tamil-speaking masses, and also it is the only party now openly defend the rights of the right to self-determination of the Tamil-speaking minority. And we also supported and worked with tens of thousands of Tamil-speaking people living in Britain and also internationally. And they all learned a very bitter lesson recently when they took to the streets demanding an end to the killings, an end to the war. None of the governments or the establishment parties came to their aid. The British government, one of the biggest arms dealers in the world, refused to do anything. But not only that, but also funded and given weapons to the Sri Lankan government right through the war. And so far, this government has done nothing, and it's never going to do anything at all. So their hands are soaked in blood of the people of Afghanistan, Iraq, and more. It is only the ordinary people and the organization which showed solidarity with these oppressed masses. This is why we believe it is crucial that we build these campaigns among the trade unionists, socialists, and other activists. We thank Socialist Party and the Committee for Workers International for their help to build this campaign internationally. And Toby Higgins, for example, is the only MEP in the European Parliament who is prepared to defend the oppressed people in Sri Lanka. And then we have to continue our fight with the support of these organizations, the socialist trade unionists, etc. And also we need to build the trade unions workers organization in Sri Lanka in order to actually fight back against this brutal dictatorship. We appeal to all the trade unions. There is a trade unionist and activist. There is a trade union motion in there. Each share. Please take it with you and please pass it in your branches if you can. And also, contact us. And there will be a stall outside, and you can come to us to speak to us if you want to find out more information, or come to the session tomorrow called Sri Lanka and Adback Continues. Please speak to us. Thanks.